Good morning. Our scripture readings this morning come from 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 3, and Ephesians 5, 8 through 14. I would encourage you to read those scriptures. As most of you, if not all of you, know who will be listening to this, that I wear glasses. I cannot read without them. I am legally blind in my left eye. Did you know that legally blind is defined as visual perception of 20/200? Mine is actually 20/400. Many people have vision issues wearing dollar store corrective lenses, prescription glasses, contacts. I am sure that there are many of you who can relate to this. Without corrective lenses, we possibly would be unable to drive a car. I know that after my brain surgery, I had to take a driving test because of my vision impairment. Sight impairment is a little scary. Physical blindness is limiting, and I am very thankful for the person who created glasses, or I might not possibly be able to read or drive as well as many other things. My mom went blind from macular degeneration, and she said of all the things that she ever had to deal with in her life, blindness was the hardest. Now, we may not be physically blind, yet if we are honest with ourselves, we would have to admit that we are blind in certain ways. Many of us are blinded by outward appearances, so we fail to see someone's inner beauty. Some of us are blind to our own faults because we are often looking at the faults of others. Some of us cannot see through an untrue story or a half-truth. In other words, we are blind to the truth. There are times in our lives that we are debilitated by this type of blindness. It is spiritual blindness. We live in a world where many people put great emphasis on the importance of physical appearance. Do you know that there are billions, not millions, but billions of dollars spent on weight loss products yearly? Billions more on clothing and jewelry and cosmetics. In fact, cosmetic and weight loss surgery is growing more popular too. So if we focus on the outward appearances, it is easy for us to overlook the inward features such as character, courage, and heart. Do you know that it is said that the reason Abraham Lincoln grew a beard was to hide acne scars that he had? But it wasn't Lincoln's outward appearance that made him great, was it? No, it was his inner qualities. It was his intelligence, his courage, his compassion, and his ability to work to help others in need that made him great. The prophet Samuel had anointed Saul as Israel's first king. Saul was a man of great physical stature and strength. But we know that Saul failed to obey God's command to destroy the Amalekites and their cattle. Saul spared their king and the best of their livestock. When Samuel confronted Saul about his act of disobedience, he lied. Samuel told Saul that the Lord had rejected him as king, and Israel was in need of a new king. The Lord told Samuel to fill his horn with oil, to travel to Bethlehem to meet Jesse and his sons and anoint a new king. Samuel looked at each of Jesse's sons, from the eldest to the youngest, who were with him, presuming that the Lord would choose the oldest because of his physical strength and height. However, the Lord rejected him and said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Each of Jesse's seven sons were turned down one after the other. Finally, Samuel asked, "Are there any other sons?" There was David. David, who was out tending the sheep. They called for David, and he arrived and was described as being ruddy. He was the one chosen to be the king. This teaches us that outward appearances are not what is important. What is important is not what the person looks like, but who they are. And more important, who they can become in Christ. But too often we are blind. Being blind means we are living in darkness. What does that mean for us spiritually? It means we are not living in the light of Jesus. In our New Testament lesson this morning from Ephesians, we are reminded that they were once in darkness, but they were once darkness, but now are light. Please take note that Paul does not say, as I had first started to say, that you were in darkness, but rather you were darkness. But now in the Lord, you are light. What does it mean to live as children of light? Living as children of light means doing what is good and right and true and what is pleasing to God. This passage of scripture says, take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. Too often as Christians, we think our job is to expose these works in others. However, it does not seem to mean to expose the wrongdoing of others, but to expose what needs to be corrected in ourself. The focus is to be on ourself and not someone else. The problem is we are often blind when it comes to ourselves. Is it because we have the inability to see, or because we are unwilling to see? Remember when Jesus said, why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? How do we do that? It means we open our hearts to the Holy Spirit. In the words of Ephesians, everything exposed by the light becomes visible, for everything that becomes visible is light. A traditional prayer of confession from the former Evangelical United Brethren and former United Methodist Churches does this with great power. We acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty. This prayer, which is a foundation for us as United Methodists, reminds us that we do not need to fear our sins, because when we confess our sins, God's grace is poured out upon us, and we are forgiven, and we move from the darkness into the light. Satan is good at keeping us in the dark, but when we stay in darkness, we live in a diminished life, and the light of Christ cannot be seen. We are fortunate if we are honest and open enough to become aware of the ways we are blind, for only those who know they are blind have the possibility of opening their eyes and seeing. Hope and healing exists for the blindness of darkness. We are called to be children of light. That can only happen when we are willing to seek what keeps us in the dark and turn it over to Jesus so that His light comes into us. And the more His light is in us, the more we will disregard the outward appearance of a person in order to see them with the clear vision of Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious God, we ask that you do open our hearts, that you would allow us to see as you see, to not look at the outward appearances of a person, what is physically appealing about them, but that we would build a relationship with them and that we may come to know who they are because of their heart. We pray this all in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.